Hemsleden's Craft Trails, Materials, Birch Bark and Roots. The entire tree can be used for crafts, not just the wood in the trunk. Some parts that are particularly useful are birch bark and roots from birch and spruce. The bark of the birch is called näver in Swedish and has been used in various ways in crafts for a long time. The bark from the white birch is the best suited, as it is smoother than that of the silver birch. Birch bark is harvested in larger sheets or strips when the tree contains the most sap. Remember that you must have permission from the landowner if you want to collect birch bark. It is not included in the Swedish right of public access. Birch bark is rot resistant, waterproof, strong, and moldable. After harvesting, the birch bark is cleared of the light brittle outer layer. The material can be used for food storage jars because it emits no taste, as well as braided knife covers, bags, basket, and backpacks. In Swedish, we call them kont. Roots are very useful to make crafts from. Birch and spruce roots are used in particular, and just like with birch bark, you need permission from the landowner to pick them. They are very strong and flexible, and are used to weave baskets and for various bindings and seams on birch cans and brooms. The thinner roots are usually used as they are after the bark has been scraped off. Those that are a little thicker are usually split in the middle. Prepared roots can be saved for a long time and then soaked again in water before it is time to make crafts. Caption 1. A sheet of birch bark ready to be cleared. Caption 2. Spruce roots. Hemsleden is the National Association of Swedish Handicraft Societies. This material is a part of our project Skogens Material, Materials from the Forest, carried out with the support of the Swedish National Heritage Board. Read more about the craft trails by scanning the QR code.